Introduction. Me Too. Coined in 2006 by Tarana Burke, this phrase designated the vast community of women and girls who are survivors of sexual assault. On October 5, 2017, celebrity Ashley Judd accused media giant Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment in a New York Times piece that launched what became the Me Too movement. One by one, famous actors, industry leaders, and megachurch leaders fell as women told their stories of harassment and rape. Thousands of women posted Me Too on their Facebook pages. In a way no one could have predicted, an avalanche of women and men told their stories on social media. The suffocating silence of shame had been broken. I am one of the women who posted Me Too on social media. While I did not want to go into detail about the harmful events of my life, like so many others who posted, I wanted to declare publicly that shame, silence, and violence will not have the last word. Healing is possible. A beautiful future is possible for people like us. Moreover, many of us have wisdom and discernment that emerge from our wounds as they heal. We have God-given powerful insight that the church needs. My healing from abuse has been deeply embedded in my vocational journey as a theologian, pastor, and spiritual companion to others. Because I had the privilege of studying in diverse theological streams, evangelical, mainline Protestant, and Catholic, I gradually discovered many treasures from all these traditions that helped to open the Bible's wealth of healing wisdom to me. Over the years, as I have served in ministry with other survivors, I have witnessed the healing power of the Bible in their lives, too. This book is really grounded in two commitments. First, that the Bible can be a powerful source of healing for survivors of abuse. And second, that survivors who are healing have essential theological wisdom that the whole church needs in order to be the people that God has called us to be in this world. The process of healing from abuse is different for every survivor. While there are thresholds of healing that are common to survivors, every path to wholeness is unique. In this book, we will consider several passages from the Bible that have proven to be profoundly healing for myself and other survivors with whom I have journeyed. Often in the chapters ahead, I refer to us survivors and how we read a particular text. In doing so, I am referring to the actual survivors with whom I have experienced healing through that text. I do not presume to speak for every survivor everywhere, or to think that my own experience or what I have written is the only way people can heal. To protect the privacy of persons involved, I have changed names and identifying details of the stories and individuals in this book, while preserving the issues, theological insights, and healing that took place. While I am deeply grateful for the healing power of the Bible in my life and the lives of many others, for some survivors, the Bible will never be accessible. In some cases, it is virtually impossible for survivors to participate in religious practices, go to church, or read the Bible because of the residual effects of their trauma. The barriers to meaningful interaction with the text are even higher if they have experienced ritual abuse that uses religious objects in the abuse, or if the offender was a pastor, priest, youth leader, or Sunday school teacher. In these situations, survivors' spiritual care involves the same respect, compassion, and encouragement any survivor needs.